As we near the end of session already, Senator, still a lot of things out there between now and May 14th.
Yes, absolutely. Things are moving now. We've been in a logjam, it has felt like, between the House and the Senate. But, you know, we got through the largest portion of our budget bills this week, so that's good. But I also feel like we've seen some movement in the tension between the House and the Senate. And I feel as though the logjam is going to be clearing in the next few legislative days.
For you, what is still out there that you're hoping to see reach its rightful conclusion?
You know, we have spoken a little bit in the past few weeks on critical race theory and the fact that that has got to come out, not be put into our Missouri public schools. And so I would like to make sure that we get something across the line that DESE is not allowed to implement that in our Missouri public schools. Also, we have tried and successfully gotten amendments on some bills, and I want us to continue doing this until we get it across the line to the governor's desk, banning COVID passports. That's incredibly important that as Missourians, we are not doing anything with requiring COVID passports. That's ridiculous. Then also wanted to be sure the Second Amendment Preservation Act gets across the line. And we saw some movement with that this week. We did get to have some floor time in the Senate. I look forward to us continuing that debate until we do get a vote on it and get it to the governor's desk. I think that that's absolutely going to get done. And then lastly, you know, we've spoken a little bit as we've talked about the public health bills that have been moving and all of the problems that we had with this pandemic and government overreach. One of the little pieces that really bothered me the most was our churches being shut down. We've definitely been getting some amendments on some things and declaring our churches essential and getting some bills from the House that are declaring our churches essential. Regardless if we get the full package done or not on our public health bills that we've been working on, we most certainly need to get to the governor's desk that our churches are essential so that our local governments cannot shut those services down. And you know, the thing that these four issues all have in common is government overreach. And definitely if there was anything that sent me up here, it was the fact that as a freedom-loving American, I'm tired of government overreach. We have to fight back at every turn. And certainly with this administration that we see in D.C., we are going to have to be more alert than ever and making sure that we get these precautions put into policy and into Missouri statutes.